Savior came to clean us up. Mm-hmm. And he left me here to clean my people up. And that's what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And we are trying to be upright in this wrong.
Yes.
And he said, we are a baby nation. A baby nation. Now, I don't think it means a government of laws, legality, what that, criminality, legality, and all these things. No, because the American people, long before we had anything to do anything about it, the American people have called all the tribes of the Indians nations. The Sioux Nation, the Siok Nation, call them all nations. The long Elijah Muhammad came, and he said, came, and the long Elijah Muhammad told us that we are a baby nation in the time. The long Elijah Muhammad, we are a baby nation. So when he said that to those learned men from overseas, they understood from Hawaii and the Middle East, wherever they come from, Pakistan, India, Palestine, wherever they come from, Egypt, he told them it's a baby nation. They understood me the same. It meant that what you're looking at now is something that is not developed into the form that Allah wants us in, but it's in progress toward developing into that form. Like a baby is in progress toward becoming an adult. It doesn't have all the characteristics, internally, neither externally, that an adult has yet, but it's in progress toward having all that. It doesn't even have the physiology yet of an adult. It can't even produce another human being. It can't mate with a female and reproduce itself. But in time, the physiology will change, and the child will have sexual power and become sexual potent. And if he mates with a girl, too, who has become the same, he can reproduce life himself. You see? So the long as it's the baby nation. That means we can't even reproduce ourselves yet. But we are on the way. As a child growing up. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
I think it's very beautiful. Yeah. Often in history, people suffer setbacks. They are dominated by people who care nothing about their lifeline as a people. Right now, as a people, I'm speaking of your living history, your life and your history that lives. So they care nothing about that lifeline, the lifeline of other people, and they seek to destroy it. And even people of strength, they know the psychology will destroy your people by destroying their lifeline. And in the Bible, it has some words like this in the Bible, like these in the Bible. Says, let us go down and confound their language so that they speak no more and only babble. You hear that?
Yes.
I know somebody can hear it. I wish every one of you heard it. Except those who came to just be tormented by my presence. I don't know why you come to just look at me and be tormented by me. I wouldn't choose that for you. I love you before. Anyway. Then again it says in the Bible also, let us cast their bonds, their bands asunder. Let us cast their bands asunder so that they be a people no more. So that they be a people no more. Isn't that what the keepers of the plantation slaves or licensed to live to us? They cast our bands asunder. So that we would not be a people anymore. What band? Social band. Break that social tie. Don't have them banding together socially as family and knowing that family tradition. Let's destroy all those family traditions that they have. So that they won't have any social band holding them together as a people. Let us destroy their spiritual bonds. Make sure they have no knowledge of their religion that they had in the continent of Africa. Make sure that all that's wiped out of their minds, raise the children, make sure they don't have that anymore. So they thoroughly my house are many mansions. In my soul are many quarters. Now, as I go on, we get a full picture of what Jesus Christ is talking about. So I am in my soul. I must first care about myself. God has put me in charge of myself by virtue of him creating me to live in the privacy of my own world. God has made me responsible in my private world for myself. And the proof that he wanted me to be responsible for myself, not I can't pass it on to mama, not when I get old enough, when I learn enough, I can't charge mama, daddy, brother, sister, nobody, neighbor, nobody. I can't hold anybody solely responsible for the condition of my life inside of my own private world. And that's my soul. That's my individual, my private soul. But now I'm part of my family. I belong to my family. We all share one life. Even genetically, I'm tied closer to them more than so with anybody else. So now I have a family soul. A family soul, too. There's a second room in the house, isn't there? Right? Okay, I call friends. Some people make a collection of friends until friends form one spirit coming from one soul. Now another soul has been formed. It's the spirit of my associate. The soul and spirit of my associate. Yes. And it keeps multiplying. It keeps getting bigger and bigger. It should continue to grow until you wake up in your head with your heart knocking on the door. You should wake up in your head and open your heart to every human being walking in faith. And you should say to yourself, God made me them and made them me. We are one human type. We are one human life. And no matter how bad or ugly they look, or how bad they become, I should never throw them out of the rooms of my heart. That's difficult for many people. Difficult for many people. But when God created Jesus, he created a man who had enough room in his heart for every person on earth. And Muhammad was raised up in not in a religious community like Jesus Christ, peace be on him, on them. He was raised up in a tribal situation. And he was a child of the most honorable tribe in the tribes of Arabia. Among the tribes of Arabia. But he didn't have a knowledge of the world, especially in the spiritual world, because he was not that privileged to have scriptures and knowledge that would open his heart and mind to all of that. So he was not sure. He was looking at mostly the social dimension, like Moses was when he started out. He was looking at mostly the social dimension, how his people were socially organized, and how tribal rivalry was preventing them from developing better a social community for the house. He was not looking so much, I don't think, at their spiritual life. I don't think he was looking at that at all. I think he was looking at their social life, how they were treating each other as members in a social context, as flesh and blood, as family and child. That's what he was addressing. But when he went up to get the answer, God gave him no answer. God doesn't give you any answer. If you ask for something, God don't give. If God answers you, he's going to give you the whole answer for your situation. Not just what you see. He's going to give you the whole answer for your situation. And God gave it to him, the whole answer for his situation. And Allah speaks of this in the Quran of him. Says, and have not we expanded for you your breast? Means heart. Your heart. Have not we expanded for you your breast, your heart? so that he would have room in his heart for the whole of mankind. Hence God said, you are a mercy to all the world. Not just the one people, one nation, no. You are a mercy to all the world. Giving back to us now. You see what I'm doing?
Yes, sir.
It's plain to me. I hope it's plain to you. Okay. All right. Getting back to us now. We, as a people, as the saying goes, up from slavery. That means up to formation zero. Listen. Speaking of a people being developed. Where did we start? From zero. Those who were enslaved were no people. People doesn't mean human beings. People mean organized human beings. People mean organized human beings. We were no organized human beings. Our bands were cast asunder, and we were a people no more. So we started from formation zero of a new baby coming from the mother. As our beloved mama said, we are a baby nation. You can start earlier than that. In fact, I do believe, I know, our beloved Muhammad, he didn't have what is available to us now of knowledge and understanding. He didn't have it. Not of scripture. He didn't have it. And you have to accept that. Even his teachers, I believe his teachers had it, but his teachers couldn't give it to God and let him know it. Take too much time. He was in a hurry, and that's what he said. Hurry. That's in the lesson, the very word, hurry. He had three years to stay among us, nearly four. He had time, his time among us was limited. And he knew that expression too. Limited time. Mm-hmm. Yes. So he was in a hurry, he couldn't do it. He even told God about it, don't you try to teach them the Quran. So you leave that for your children. Some of them will learn Arabic, then the children will do that. You just do what I'm left for you to do right here, do that. Okay? So great plan. So I do believe Miss Ron understood what I'm telling you right now. But really, we were not in any delivered form from the mother. A child delivered from a mother is in the Bible too. We were in this form that's in the Bible. The people whose life had been taken away from them by empire, and they had been made subject in territories ruled over by the empire. Roman Empire was the one that you're most familiar with in the Bible. We are most familiar with in the Bible. They described their own life at the time when they first got help from God. And they are crying to God and thanking Him for saving them, for saving their life from the pitiful state that it was in. So we started from day zero. I didn't have this knowledge that I have now when I was preaching so long like one in Chicago, 53rd Greenwood, and in Philadelphia, where I went, where I was sent by him to go. In 58, 59, 60, I didn't have any knowledge like this. But something moved me to say to his followers, to us, to me too, now listen to what I say to you. If you're intelligent, you will too. Listen to what you say. Don't just make it for other people to hear, be sure you hear. Or you might want to correct it. So anyway, I said to them, we are not like other people. We are new people on this planet Earth. Our beginning is not in Africa. We lost our life. And we cannot connect back with it to continue. Our beginning is as slaves in America. So our beginning is the beginning of a new people. We are forming our thinking as a people. We are forming our spirit as a people. We are forming our life plan as a people on this continent that we were brought to very long, that lifeline and any possibility of bringing it back together, putting the pieces of the puzzle back together and having it intact. You should think about that. That's what I want to press upon you today. And if there are some non-Muslims here, good, you should be here, my brother. This is not for Muslims. This is for black people, what I'm giving you today. For all black people, for all out here in America. If you're not here, you're missing something. And I'm telling you, God is giving you what I'm giving you now more than he has given you anything else. God gave you a chance in this land. After you lost all hope, maybe, or lost your life, God gave us a chance in this land to have life again. Thank God for good people, for constitution that had the power to help us get where we are. Thank God for that, for the founding fathers who wrote truth that it will make us free. Yes, they did. They wrote the truth that will make us free. I ain't gonna leave you guessing what I'm talking about. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator, recognizing God created, with certain inalienable rights or unalienable rights. Among these, life, liberty, and the pursuit of life. That's the truth that will make you free. But you have to be educated in that truth. You just can't hear it. The ring of truth is not enough to stand the man up. He has to be structured. He has to receive edification, as the Bible, New Testament says. He has to receive edification, where he sees the life, how it's connected, as the Ezekiel said, and the hip bone connected to the thigh bone. He has to see how everything is connected and structured. Then he understands what the founding father is talking about. And he's in a position now to lead his people to freedom. Once he understands, he can lead people to freedom. Wonderful. All right. So my dear brothers and sisters, this, what I'm giving you, has been stirring in the souls of our people since eternity, in the souls of all people. That was stirring in your soul, the hunger for the complete person that God created you to be. The hunger to have your people live and be an example of the The sacred history is a life of slaves who took upon themselves to have a meeting with their Creator, their Lord. And they had a meeting with God. And they believed firmly that God was not a God that approved of what was being done to their life in the South, on the plantation. Their meeting was a meeting of questions, questions of human value, of blacks lost among whites. That sacred life brought Frederick Douglass up from being a child in captivity into the role of an orator, a statesman, advancing a powerful argument against slave masters. That sacred life brought the slaves up to high regions in moral thinking, to question the moral thinking of the white race. Do we have any evidence of that? Yes. Frederick Douglass says, you claim Jesus Christ, and you claim democracy, but your behavior is such that will shame a nation of savages. Great moral challenge he gave to the white establishment. With the power to move mountains, mountains of troubling things, holding souls down, cheating them out of their inheritance. No amount of money is worth more than that inheritance. No fun enjoyed during free time in One Life America. That sacred life brought Malcolm to want a meeting with Elijah before seeing his family after being locked up 14 years in prison. That sacred history made the light brighter for those men and women giving their life of blood, sweat, and tears to have their children free. Us. Free one day to get on about the business of life as a people and acquire, educated, the necessary tools for reaching the destination. Free one day to walk through the neighborhoods and not fear being killed by whites. But today, we fear being killed by one of our own kind. These days are days of good times, we say. Good times spending money and on a lifetime, yes, a whole lifetime. A lifetime with sex for fun and play on the mind of these children. Young children, old children, teenagers, balding and graying children. Today, the children of those honorable parents are lost. They know life is fun. They do not know work as pleasure. They know love as sex. They do not know love as family. They know spending on play. They do not know spending on neighborhood to grow up in business knowledge or savvy, financial status. They don't know. These lost children know members of their race that are millionaires, and a millionaire or two lost from their human inheritance. These children do not know a single neighborhood of theirs. now.